What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the You Shouldn't Have Said That podcast. We've got a lot of fun stuff to talk about. Did I burp for money? Is TikTok gonna be banned? I'm gonna read some of my crazy DMs of the week. Every week, you never cease to amaze me. Gonna talk about my personal life. I got the worst grade that I've ever gotten in my entire life. This week's competition was Let's Make a Sussy Baka. So we're gonna listen to all of these submissions, and then I'm gonna tell you what next week's topic is. We're gonna talk about the Oscars, the song of the week. I'll do a little singing for you, and then the rest of the hot topics. I'm sure you've heard of Cameo before, where you can get personal videos from your faves. I used to do a lot of them, then I upped my prices because I was putting in way too much effort for all that I was doing. But I recently got one, and it was just asking for me to burp. What? Huh? You're weird. But I will take your $40. It was like a 30-second video. I was just like, oh, this is weird. Easy. So if anyone else wants me to do some custom burps, book me on Cameo. Thank you. And you would do a two for a check. Is TikTok gonna be banned? Guys, TikTok was my life. Like, honestly, I'm a little more into Instagram right now, but TikTok is like, she's my bae, she's my friend. Like, I've been on her for so many years. Like, that would be so sad. Do I think it's gonna get banned? No. I think it's gonna get sold. The whole thing is just stupid. Like, I get it. Like, I do get it. But I do think there are, like, bigger things to worry about. I think the TikTok positives really outweigh the negatives. Like, I can't even, like, thinking about my life without TikTok. Okay, sure, I could post my videos on YouTube and Instagram. But, like, where would I know stuff? Pop Crave on Twitter? Oh, my God. Go back to Daily Mail on Snapchat? Like, no. I like getting news from educated people on TikTok. I like learning stuff. I like seeing random funny videos. And I like my algorithm. And I like my followers. I don't want to lose that. Because you know you spend so much time building that up. Anyways, when I run for president, I would never do this, ever. I would never take away your TikTok. I would actually make TikTok a mandatory viewing times during school. We would have mandatory TikTok time. You know when you're like hanging out with your friends and you're just like, can we like take a minute to be, maybe this is just me, like can we just like go on our phones for a little bit? I would implement that all day, every day in work and school, that you have to have mandatory phone time to decompress and just rot for a second. Somebody messaged me and they were like, I have to betray you and use this as a meme. And I was like, no, babe, I love being a meme. I want to be a meme. I try to make my own memes of myself. So I like this one. POV, me waiting for you to send me your number. Oh, that's a good one. I like when people just send me a photo of my face. Like this one just has a period. And then I always respond like, oh my God, so hot. Like she's so cute. And then they're like, My Instagram stories are very entertaining. Just saying, at gracie.pa. Am I giving Neville vibes in this photo? Rue the day, Carly Shay. I think I might be. Another thing I put on my story, someone said Kate Middleton lying somewhere looking like this. What the hell? We'll talk about Kate Middleton a little later. Someone said, ayo, fatso, lose some weight, white, beep. Oh.
Shut up!
I really like this one. I experienced physical whiplash from seeing your TikToks and being used to those and then coming to Instagram and seeing some baddie. Is it really the same person? No. You can see we're two different people. She's right here. I'm right here. I'm Gracie number one. She's Gracie number two. You are seeing two completely different people. Get that in your mind. So what is this horrible grade that I got? I guess I'll tell you. It was in Economics of Global Business, EGB. It's absolutely the score that I deserved. I actually thought it might have been worse. So first I'm gonna let you guess. I'm gonna give you 3 seconds to guess. Put it in the comments. Okay, now I'm gonna narrow it down a little. It's over 20, under 30. Re-guess. Okay, the answer is I got a 27 on this midterm. Chick-fil-A sauce? Yeah, it's not like my proudest moment, but I'm also like not proud of it. Like I actually thought it might have been worse. I've just like never not studied for something like that. Like that's so freaking goofy of me. Like But there will be a second midterm. Will I do much better on that? Like maybe. I don't know. YOLO, blah 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 blah. I went to a vegan restaurant for the first time, so that was fun, very interesting. Every week on Sundays, I just spend like 10 hours on my computer programming assignments, even using ChatGPT. which helped, but like not enough. And I had a headache the entire day. It was miserable. I have a video. I'll be posting a video. I went to The Talks in New York City, which is like a full body lymphatic drainage massage. And I did that for the first time. It was in Soho. It was very fun. I would recommend. They do like your stomach. Try not to be ticklish, lol. I've been working on merch for you guys. Like my first merch drop is going to be so freaking good. Like you are going to be obsessed with it. I went to a Taylor Swift themed candlelit concert in New York City. This was in Brooklyn. It was so cool. It was just all these candles, so like also great photo op. They did a ton of her hits. I've been really into the song Cardigan. A friend to all is a friend to none. Chase two girls, lose the one. When you are young, they assume you know nothing. Yeah, I ate that. I also like when they did Lavender High. Oh, Lavender, nope. Lavender haze. That was not good. But yeah, I highly recommend if you need something to do in the city. Then after that, I've been like having this mega Uber Eats problem where I just kind of like order like too much, too many, like I don't even know. But I got this like barbecue popcorn chicken and then these truffle fries. Instant stomach tummy ache. Ouchie, don't recommend. My friend Kaylee crocheted this thing. Comment down below what you think it looks like. I have like three things in mind that I would say, but let me know what you think. Good job, Kaylee. Me and my friend Estella, we were gonna go to this fashion show, and then we showed up really late and they still hadn't started. And then we were just standing there and it still hadn't started. So we left and we went to a hotel just to sit, which I've never done before, to just like sit in a nice hotel, but very smart. My current food fixation, aside from smoothie bowls, which has been my fixation for over a year, I'm now really into a couple fried eggs and hash browns. Like, oh my God, I keep having that for dinner. Fry up the hash browns, your eggs, on top of everything. Salt, pepper, a little onion powder, a little garlic powder, then serve with ketchup. You know Victoria Paris? Like, she's so freaking cool. She did a jewelry collab with this jewelry brand called Fragile, and I decided to get some stuff. My total was $540. I'm a little like, ooh, like, that's kind of a lot. Like, was it worth that? I think it was, but like, maybe it wasn't. I don't know. But I got a little heart necklace and then the little bubble ear cuff. I've never had an ear cuff, but I feel like that's kind of cool. And I've been wearing the necklace. It is so cute. I should have worn it right now. But I posted a little unboxing and Victoria commented on it. So that was cool. She also has a collab coming out with a swimwear brand. Very interesting. I know she's making so much freaking money. Oh my God. This week I had my last midterm, which was my computer programming midterm. And the day before I spent 8 hours in the library. Yeah, if I don't get a good grade, I don't even know what to say. I'm on the leadership committee for the scholarship I'm in, so we have been orchestrating food in our lounge every week, and yesterday we did Chipotle, and I ate so much food, I felt sick. 5 hours later, I had dinner, and I was still full. I was just like, ugh. And that's only like my third time in my life having Chipotle. I've like never got on that bandwagon. Then yesterday at that dinner that I wasn't really hungry for, my parents met my friend Dylan for the first time, so that was really fun. My mom like won an auction for a Steph Curry signed basketball. It's so random. And at this restaurant, they had baked Alaska. Oh my God, like the meringue, like marshmallowy kind of like outside that they torch is so good. Now we're gonna listen to your Let's Make a Sussy Baka submissions and choose a winner. Comment down below who you think should win. This is Cole.
Hello there. The alpha's coming out. Let's make a sussy baka.
Whoa. This is Chloe.
Let's make a sussy baka.
Let's make a sussy baka.
Okay, we've got those deep two tones. Thank you, Chloe. This is Jiffy.
Girl. Let's make a sussy baka.
They said I had to do a serenade for this one. That was good. I really liked the background music setting the tone. It was very like seductive, like luring you in to the alpha cave to kill you. This is Hunter.
We need to make a sussy baka. We got to make a sussy baka. We got to make a sussy baka.
Oh, what the hell? Hunter, that was really interesting. I'm a little scared, if I'm gonna be honest. This is Noah.
Let's make a sussy baka.
Ooh, let's make a sussy baka. Noah has been submitting multiple times. You're becoming a frequent submitter, Noah. Thank you so much. Okay, now we've got Kate. She's another frequent submitter. Kate, you sent way too many recordings. I ain't doing all that. I chose one of them. So this is what I chose for Kate.
Let's make a sussy baka.
There's lots of space. Move down.
You're a silly little baka.
That was really good, Kate. Next time, if you want to submit for your friends, you gotta, like, clearly label them for me, okay, queen? We're gonna deliberate for a moment and choose a winner. We're back, and the winner is Jiffy. Let's listen to it again.
Girl. Let's make a sussy baka.
That was really good. Thank you so much. So, what is next week's competition going to be? Remember, the way you submit is you just send me a voice memo on Instagram in my DMs at gracie.pa. Yes, I respond to my DMs. I'm just chronically online. So I'm going to Italy for spring break. I'm leaving for Italy in about 30 minutes, actually. So it is going to be an Italian submission. Well, what does that mean? Okay, we're going to call this Italian week. Anything in Italian. It can be a ciao bella, caffè latte, any Italian song, any Italian phrase, anything you want. It can be you practicing your Duolingo. Just be funny, because the funny ones are the ones that get included on the podcast, and one day there will be prizes. Now let's jump in to the Oscars. Ryan Gosling was backed by 65 male dancers when he sang, "I'm just Ken. I'm just Ken. Anywhere else I'd be a 10. Emma Stone won for Best Actress. Annie just watched Poor Things. It's on Disney Plus. She said it's weird, but she understood why she won. I'm going to watch that soon. Maybe I'll watch it on the plane. I don't even know how long my plane ride is, but I think I'm going to Paris first and then have a layover, then going to Florence. I don't even know, but I have a lot of time on my hands. I'm going to do a Q&A on my Instagram story and then just like edit these videos. Cillian Murphy won Best Actor. Oppenheimer won Best Picture. Al Pacino announcing it was very funny. Like, the camera crew was not ready for how quickly he said that. And this year's Oscars were the most watched in 4 years. That's pretty crazy. And Billie Eilish and Phineas won the Oscar for What Was I Made For? I kept seeing posts that Phineas is the first Glee alum to win 2 Oscars. Okay, my song of the week for you guys. This is a new little thing that we've been doing. Love it or hate it, this is Catchy AF. The boy is mine. I can't wait to try him. Let's get intertwined. Oh, maybe I fumbled that, but you know what I'm singing. Okay, let's move on. Rest of the news. The trailer for The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway and Nicholas Galitzine, came out, and it's allegedly based on Harry Styles. He falls in love with an older woman. He meets at Coachella while she's there with her daughter. Annie says she's very looking forward to watching. And, Nicholas Galitzine was the main football player in Bottoms and has been very successful lately. Interesting. I will definitely be watching this. Lindsay Lohan confirmed that Freaky Friday 2 is happening. Do we actually think this? I've been liking seeing Lindsay Lohan around. Like, I feel like she's just doing so well. She also revealed that Stephen Curry and Aisha Curry are godparents to her son, Lowy, which is just a really random friendship. And then Aisha and Lindsay were on the Kelly Clarkson show. They said they met in Dubai. Like, that's the most random ever. Did you guys see the video of Madonna bringing Terry Joe on the stage at the Celebration Tour in LA? That was so funny. Like, when the dancer hits the sign out of Terry Joe's hands, so funny. I would love to see Madonna perform. People I need to see are like Beyonce, Madonna. I want to see Pink flying in the air. Nika King, who plays Rue's mom in Euphoria, said during her stand-up set, people are like, we need season 3. I'm like, beat, I need season 3 too. I haven't paid my rent in 6 months. And did Zendaya is over in Paris at Fashion Week. I'm like, come home. I need you. Mama needs you. That is so funny. I wonder, like, how much joke is there and how much truth is there, because I feel like it, unfortunately, might be a lot of truth. Sydney Sweeney also just mentioned Euphoria in an interview, and they're like, oh, are you starting? And she's like, I don't know. She wouldn't say. The trailer for Inside Out 2 came out. It looks very cute and funny. Maya Hawke voices Anxiety, and Ayo Edebiri voices Envy. Annie wrote, Ayo is always working. I know, she's like my inspo. Like, I wanna become an actor and then just literally do everything that Ayo does. Camila Cabello previews new song, I Love It. Annie wrote, it sounds terrible. I love it, 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 I love it. And then it sounds just like one of Charlie XCX's songs, like, I got it, I got it, I got it, I got it. I made a TikTok about this that did a little well, which was pretty funny. She's definitely going through a rebrand. Most inauthentic thing I've ever seen in my life. You can't just bleach your hair and change everything. I'll give her the benefit of the doubt, because I do like some of Camila Cabello's songs. Ariana Grande released Eternal Sunshine. The songs allude to Dalton Gomez cheating on her. And Annie's favorite songs are The Boy Is Mine and We Can't Be Friends. Annie, those are my favorite too. The boy is mine. Annie said, however, she has a hard time grappling with the fact that some of the songs are about Ethan Slater. True. We don't think about that one. Ariana Grande had Evan Peters allegedly play Dalton Gomez in the music video for We Can't Be Friends, which is pretty crazy. Also, I feel like Evan Peters hasn't done anything in so long. Like, how did she get him to do this? Ariana's Nona is included as a feature in the closing song, becoming the oldest person to chart on Spotify at the age of 98. That's crazy. HBO will be releasing their Brandy Hellville documentary on Max soon. Annie, I've never heard of this. That sounds really funny and interesting. I hate going into Brandy Melville. Sorry. The trailer for the Showtime Dance Moms reunion came out, and JoJo shades Maddie McKenzie and Nia for not coming out. She is on Annie's last nerve. Annie doesn't like that she's trying to be G-Flip. Like, JoJo's literally just becoming G-Flip. Chrishell's bae. Joe Biden says that if Congress passes a bill that could ban TikTok, he will sign it. Annie wrote in all caps, shut up, old man. Allegedly, Tish Cyrus's husband was hooking up with her daughter Noah Cyrus before they started dating, and that's why they haven't talked and she didn't go to the wedding. That's psycho. If that's true, like, I need to know how that all went down. Like, did they talk about it? Why did Miley choose the mom? Like, I need to know more of this. You can't go for your child's hookup. Ew, and then marry them? The frick? And why would you want to be with a guy that would date such a younger girl? That's so weird. Vanessa Hudgens is pregnant, and she looked so beautiful on the red carpet. People said that Austin Butler was not there. I wonder if that was for, like, a reason. Like, what if that would be too much for him to see? I don't know. Or maybe he just wasn't going. This was probably one of my favorite things of the week on X. The royal family released a photo of Kate Middleton with her kids. It did not look real. The kids' fingers were all in weird positions. One of their sleeves was wonky. She's not wearing the wedding ring. They then posted from her social media that she likes to play around with Photoshop. What? That it sounds so stupid, so fake. Like, come up with a better excuse. We need to find Kate. Kate! Kate! Bradley Cooper made a guest appearance on Abbott Elementary. I need to start watching more Abbott Elementary. Has Sabrina been on it yet? I want to see that. Or were they just filming it? The Bear began filming for season 3. Annie wrote, there are rumors that will be the last season, but I reject that. Annie, you're correct, because they are filming season 4 as well. Northwest announced that she's working on her debut album titled Elementary School Dropout. Pretty hilarious. The comments are so, like, insufferable. This is setting such a bad example for children. No kid is gonna drop out of elementary school. Like, what? And it's because of her father's college dropout album. Now You See Me 3 begins filming this year. That's psycho. Like, when was the last movie? That was so, like, was it almost 10 years ago? But I love those movies. Renee Rapp and Toa Bird hard launched their relationship at the Vanity Fair Oscars party red carpet. I could have predicted this. I saw them both perform in New York, and they're on tour together. I predicted this one. Neve Campbell is officially returning as Sydney Prescott for Scream 7. How many screams are we gonna do? 7? I don't think I saw, maybe I saw the 5th one. No, I did not see the 5th one. I definitely didn't see the 6th one. I need to get on that so I can be ready for the 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th. Beyonce announces Act 2, Cowboy Carter, out March 29th. Annie wrote, let's go. Annie, I think you are so fraudster. Like, you hate country your entire life, and then just because some of your favorite artists are doing some country vibes, now you're a country fan. You're fake. I don't accept that. Joaquin Phoenix, Emma Stone, Austin Butler, and Pedro Pascal to star in Ari Aster's Eddington for A24. Oh my god, that is a stacked cast. I don't even know what that's about, but I'm excited. Then Zayn has announced his new album, Room Under the Stars, will release May 17th. I saw that one clip and people were like, Noah Kahan, watch out, he's coming for you. I did not like that clip. I love Zayn. I did not like that clip. So I filmed this. I need to finish up my packing. I need to make a TikTok. I need to eat something. And then I am headed to the airport to go to Italy. That's where Annie is. Maybe we'll insert a clip of her or something, or put something on the podcast Instagram so you guys don't forget who she is. I'm your host, Gracie. This is my co-host, Gracie. Thank you so much for tuning in. And we will see you not next week, because I'll be in Italy, baby. But the week after that, get your submissions in for the Italian competition. Thanks so much for watching. If you made it this far, comment an Italy flag. Mwah.